Ches Tammuz, Sunday the 16th of June, Rabbi Shmuel Dishon, Nebuchadnezzar and the Churban. This week's Tearaway has been sponsored by Family Melinek, Lil Nishmas, Harabonis, Malkabas, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Melinek on the occasion of our first Yeltsite.
There's a medrash that says that there was a big milchama between Yaakov and Esav. Pre-birth yet, as we know, there was a milchama between them before they were born. And when Rivka was confused, she didn't understand what precisely is going on within her, she was told, Shnei goyim bevitnech, Shnei le'umim mime'ayich ha'poreidu, and let's remember the words, Ule'oim mile'oim ye'emotz. There'll be a constant battle and war between the two children which are within her. They'll never be able to be on the same level. Sheze oile zekom. Ule oim mil oim yehemotz. And that milchama will keep on going until Moshiach Tzekenu will come. Ule oim mil oim yehemotz. For really, every power that exists in this world was given to us. Everything was created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Nothing was created for anyone else. Every koyach in the world was supposed to be used by us. Sometimes, unfortunately, Esav has an opportunity to grab a part of it, and sometimes it stays in his share, in his chelik. Example, Mordechai is shocked by the gezeirah of Lahashmid, Laharag, Lahabed, and Sola Yehudim, and he runs to Esther. And he tells her what Haman did. And in the middle he inserts and he tells her that Haman was ready to give the Melech a huge amount of money for that Gezeirah to come about. But Ahasuerus didn't take the money. So what difference is what Haman wanted to give? Why does he tell it to her? You know why he told it to her? Because he told them, Esther, giving is a Jewish custom. Goyim don't give. And if Haman was ready to give Aseres Halachim Kikar Kesef, he stole it from us. So we are lacking the power of Nesina. So if we want to counter the Koyach of Haman, we have to start giving. And that's why Lech Nois Eskola Yehudim Umishloach Manos Ish L'Reheyum Atois Lo Evyonia. The same concept. There's a milchama on time. There was a big milchama between Yaakov and Esav, who is going to control Tammuz of an Elul. Esav wanted very, very much to control those 3 months, especially Elul, because he knew the koyach that lies in it. Unfortunately, he got a hold of the first month and a half. Tammuz is in the shlita, it's in the power of Esav, until after Tisha B'Av. Thereafter, from Chamishos Abav and Nan, Elul is our Chodesh. And we have the Koyach and we control it, and that's why it was designated to be a Chodesh of Teshuvah. So, Uloim Eloim Yehemotz, that Milchama keeps on going on. Now we are in the middle of Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz, it says that the Gemara is a difficult month. People should be more careful with what they do, the way they travel, the way they do. Until he meets Hashem after Tisha B'Av. As we all know, there's no avelus for the sake of avelus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe someone has to be an oval because he has to be an oval for the sake of sadness. There's a purpose. V'chayit in a liboy. Same is with the avelus of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av. Even though the level of the avelus increases, the Sfardim, for instance, they don't know of any surim of eating meat and all that until the Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. And we start from Rosh Chodesh Av, other Avelis at the 3 weeks. So now, since Nebuchadnezzar played a very, very important role in the Chum, in the destruction, let's learn from him. And let's try to grab back of a few of his toiches. Everything we do has an unbelievable impact on the entire Bria. The Sforim HaKadoshim tell us if we would see the world before a Yidid a mitzvah, any mitzvah, and a minute after, it's not the same world anymore. There's Kedushim, there's oil, certain mitzvahs more, certain mitzvahs less, and sometimes depends who is the individual who does the mitzvah. Now, I was mekabel from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. He said it in Yiddish, as a guter Mensch tut a Sache, when a good person does something, even on the surface it doesn't seem to be right, at the end you will realize that the results were good. And when a Rosh does a good thing, you'll see the opposite. There's a Gemara in the Dorem that says, phenomenal Gemara, phenomenal Gemara. Mifnei ba, nenash Avraham Avinu. Why was Avraham Avinu punished? When ishtabdu bonov lemitzrayim osayim ve'eser shona. And his children were exiled, that was the punishment, 210 years. And the Gemara gives three reasons. Either because Avraham Avinu, when he was told that he'll get the Holy Land, Avraham Avinu was the epitome of Emuna, says Bamo Eida. How do I know? Avraham Avinu should say Bamo Eida. That left a very difficult roshem in the entire Bria. Some say, she also an agai with Amir Chachomim, when he went to the Milchama Floyd, he used the Bnei Yeshiva of that, and some say, when Melech Zdoim told him, Ten li hanefesh, give me the souls, we are chush kachloch, and you tell, take the entire belonging, you should never have agreed. He should say, no, I want the neshamas. I want to be mekarav them tachas tatzin hashchina. Either or, any way we dissect it, Golos Mitzrayim, obviously, is because a certain, we are not even allowed to say, failure of Avraham Avinu. Either Bamoeda, either Shosa Anagarim Beit HaMelech HaChomim, either or, Golos Mitzrayim came as a result of what we think looks on the surface to be a failure of Avraham Avinu. Can you imagine that? Golos Mitzrayim, Osayim Ve'eser Shonim. So my Rishiv Rabbi Yaakov said, good, true. Now let's see what happened as a result of it. Can you imagine if our calendar would not have Pesach? Pesach. We all wait for the Seder night. How much Kedusha do we inhale in the Pesach night? How much revelation of Shechina was in the Esser Makos of Golos Mitzrayim? Kriyas Yamsuf. Can you imagine if we would not have Kriyas Yamsuf? Mahamad Arsina. All came as a result of a failure of Avraham Avinu. Esa Makos, Pesach. I know, in my family, we wait for the Seder the whole night. The whole year. We really do. It's the night that we all wait and anticipate for. And we draw Chizuk and Kedusha for the whole year. All of us. Our children, the grandchildren, all waiting for it. Mamad HaSinai, the day that humanity and the entire universe, when we say the entire universe, it means HaShemayim, the Oros, the Chotzvon, were elevated to a different level. We all saw it. The Rambam, Hilchos, Yesodei HaTorah says we were all there. Eineinu ro, we saw it in our ears, heard it, the Koilis of the Barakim, and all came as a result of a failure of Kaveyochel, a failure of Avraham Avinu. Even though there's a concept, which is a difficult concept, that if you have a good address who says it, Rav Dessler, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, says, Vitum does Avraham Avinu should say Bamoeida. Avraham Avinu should say Bamoeida. So he says there's sometimes a concept of an Aveiro Lishmo. Before Kabbalah Satoira. After Kabbalah Satoira, there's no Aveiro Lishmo. Because Rashi said, when Yosef went from Shechem to Hebron, he says he went to the valley of Hebron. So Rashi said, what do you mean the valley of Hebron? All of us that were in Hebron, we know that Hebron is all the way up in the mountain. What do you mean the valley? So Rashi says, Me'etzo Hamuko, the deep Eitzo of Avraham Avinu that made the whole Golos Mitzrayim, What's the Eitz HaMukra? He said, Bamoedah. And he knew that he'll be punished for that, and he knew there'll be a Golos Mitzrayim, but he will also know that the end result will be the biggest Gilish Fina in the history of mankind, including the biggest Nase in the history of mankind, which is Shriyas Yamsuf. The Nase of all the Nisim. And now, let's see the opposite. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin a sad story. It's an interesting story, but it's a sad story. It shows you the kings of the olden days. A big nace was done to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And it was customary in those days that when a big nace happened to one of the kings, all kings around him used to send him letters of respect and appreciation and gratefulness that such a big nace happened to him. Nebuchadnezzar was not king yet. He was the scribe of the king. Let us remember that. He was the scribe of the king. You see, secretaries had big powers in those days also. Not only in our time. And a decision was made to send a letter to Melech Yehuda because of the greatness that happened to him. Nebuchadnezzar was not there. And he had a substitute scribe to write the letter. He comes back and he says, did you send the letter yet? He said, yes. Please tell me, how did you write it? How did you address the letter? He says, what do you mean, how did you address? To the great king of Yehuda, to the great city of Yerushalayim, and it, as customary was in those days, and to their great God. So he said, I don't understand it. I don't understand you. You say their great God and you put him last? How do you do that? So they asked him, how should we have written? You know how? To the great God of Yerushalayim, to the great king of Yerushalayim, and then to Yerushalayim. Which means, what bothered him? Kavod Shamayim. That Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel had a spark in him that he felt that the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was degraded. So they asked him, so what should we do? So he says, call back the scribe, the shliach, and rewrite the letter. So you know what he told them? These words. Since it was your idea, then you run and get him back. And then a catastrophe happened. A big catastrophe that we suffer ad hayom from. He took 3 steps to run after the one that took the letter, the shliach. And the Gemara says that the Malach Gabriel stopped them. You should not take a false step. The Malach had to stop them. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew he'll have to pay him back. He took 3 steps of Kavod Shamayim, right? He did. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an unbelievably immense power because of that, because he really meant it. Would he have taken a fourth or the Machlokes, a fifth? Who knows? Like, what did he do with the power? He became Melech, right? Nebuchadnezzar became Melech because of those 3 steps. What did he do with the power that he gained? He destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him because of Kavod Shamayim, he, Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabban Kotler explains, what would he have done worse than that if he would have taken one more step? He wouldn't have let the Beis Hamikdash be built after Shivim Shana, and then we would have sunk in Golos Babel, because those years, if you late in Ezra, the people intermarried, it's a difficult concept to really understand what happened, but it happened. And he could have stopped the building of Baal Sheni. 3 steps. What do we do? We do it, and sometimes we don't even ask ourselves why. Every time we finish Tfilas, Kaddish, or Shmoneh Esrei, we take 3 steps backwards, and we say, Oseh Sholom Imroim, but then you say, Yerotze Milfonecha Hashem Elokeinu Berokei Avoseinu, Sheibonu Beis Hamikdash. We try to undo those 3 steps, Ad Hayom Hazeh, we still did not. See the koyach of 3 steps? We try, and we try, and we try, so, because he did it with such sincerity, and it left such an impact in the Briya. The Gemara said earlier that Nebuchadnezzar, after the big days that happened, wanted to say Shira. And if he would have said Shira, he would have embarrassed the Tehillim of David HaMelech. So HaMelech came and gave him a patch on his face. So the Kasha is why? It's not fair. Let him say. No. The Tosfos Rebbe says, David HaMelech said Shira after he got the patch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Nebuchadnezzar, you want to say Shira? Let me give you a patch, and let me see if you will be able to say Shirim like David HaMelech. That he couldn't. After a patch, to say Shira is very, very difficult. The Nebuchadnezzar couldn't. But you see, Avraham Avinu did something which on the surface looks a failure. And look, Matan Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Tfilas Yam Suf, Esa Makro is the biggest Yiddish Shechina in the world. And that Nebuchadnezzar took 3 steps for Kovet Shomayim. We have a similar thing like that. Esav, he cried when he lost the brachas. Oy, those tears haunt us. The Gemara says that those serious tears of Esav haunt us. And we still cannot get rid of the impact it left of the Briya. There was once a big tzaddik that came in. He came into shul, he had a plaque, Rabbanu Shalom, what with all of our tears of galus? What's with that? Those 4 tears of Esav have such a power, and what with our demois? I guess sometimes the says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizki Yodom and HaMelech, Eyed Belech HaMashiach, and Sancheirev Gog HaMogog. And there was a time when in Sanhedrin, he didn't say Shira. So there was a back and forth argument, and then the Gabisha says, Rosalie, Rosalie, it's my secrets. You'll never understand those secrets, why Mashiach is not here yet. I think one of the reasons, I don't know if it should be on tape, I think we're giving the Eibishter so much nachas in Golus. Do you know how much nachas we give the Eibishter in Golus? David HaMelech asked Hashem, I want to build Beis HaMikdash. So the Hashem told him, you can't because your hands are full of blood, you went to war. Shlomo HaMelech did it. So the enemies of David HaMelech used to tease him, no, when are we building Beis HaMikdash? Like, get out of the way, you are holding back. So he went to Hashem and he asked him, he should take him out of the way. So the Eibishter told him, stop it. 1 day that you service me is better than 1,000 oilos and 1,000 sacrifices, you son Shloim. Maybe we give the Eibishter and the Golos so much nachas that he says, okay, that's right. We are. Travel the world and see the Mesilus Nefesh that he didn't have for Toyle. The Bliayin Hora, after such a chum and everything else that came along with it. But one thing we should not underestimate our own kreiches. 1 step for Kovet Shomayim. 1 step for Kovet Shomayim can turn over the world. If the 3 steps of Nebuchadnezzar made such a powerful inroad in the entire Briya, that he got the koyches to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, how many steps do Yidden take for Kovet Shomayim? You know, people walk, I see by us in New York, I want to tell you what happened to me, a lady, Washington Heights, even though a lot of posthumous say about the elevator Shabbos, I don't want to go into any controversy, but she walked up 13 floors to visit us, because she knows I'm Chassidish, and Achim Shul Pesach, you have to eat Gebrochs. You don't have Pesach without that. You will eat Achim Shul Pesach, so she walked up 13 floors. And all the staff in the hospital were amazed. She was an older lady. And I said to myself, what with those steps? Do you know what an impact that makes in the Briya? So we have to not underestimate our choices. We have to realize that every step a person takes for Kovet Shomayim has an unbelievable impact in the entire Briya. Why the Eibishter has his chesbonos with HaMelech HaMashiach, that's Rosalie, that's a secret. The Eibishter, the Gemara says, Rosalie, don't intervene in my. I once heard from Wilson, it's very with tzaddik that lives in New York, he told me, everyone knows a balavosi doesn't like when people are in the kitchen in the time that she cooks. You know, she doesn't want anybody to look into the pots. Maybe the Ebishter doesn't want to look us to look in the parts when he's preparing us the big Suda when HaMelech HaMashiach will come. There'll be a big Suda there. Suda HaMashiach. There'll be a Suda in Mitzvah Hashem. So now we enter 3 weeks. And as we said before, there's no... Tell me when the time is up. Huh?
10 minutes.
10?
At least.
Ooh. Gee. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, you know, the whole Chumash Hamikdash came because of the miracle. Vayivkom v'alaylahu. Right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem b'chisem b'chir shel chinam. You cried for nothing. Ani eser lochem b'chir ledoyres, I'll make for you a b'chir ledoyres on that day of Tisha B'Av. So, is Hashem playing with us? Are we little kids? Sometimes when a kid cries for no reason, the father tells him, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you a patch and you'll have a good reason to cry. Is that what Hashem's work is doing with us? There's a cardinal rule in Yiddishkeit. Every punishment is a tikkun. There's no punishment for the sake of punishment. There's no punishment of just because the Ebishter wants to give us patch. No. What's pshat? Can I ask the Oilo Meshaile? Think for a moment. What is tears? What are tears? They cried. What are tears? Did you ever stop to think, what does it mean a person cries? And I thought, and I saw a beautiful, beautiful answer from Shams Kofol Hirsch. You know what he says? Tears are the sweat of the soul. Just like you work hard physically, you start to sweat. When the neshama works hard and she has no way to express herself and to let it out, the person starts crying. This is what tears, I think, is the nicest explanation that I ever said. The sweat of the soul. But there are many reasons for crying, and therefore the results is also different. Sometimes a person cries because he feels betrayed. His best friend betrayed him. His best friend betrayed him. And he cries bitterly. The more he cries, the further he gets away from the friend. You betrayed me. You betrayed me. Sometimes you cry because you yearn for someone. You sit in the house and your children are in a soil or something, you really want to see them, you start crying. These tears make you closer. And then there's holy, holy, holy tears that you can't even explain when you walk your children to the chuppah. Can you explain those tears? What are they? Gratitude to Hashem. What are those tears? A lot of parents cry. Is it simcha, emotion? I know myself. Walk myself in chuppah. What is here? Because there's no words. Humanity coined a phrase, I have no words. Right? I have no words. So instead of words, there are tears. Now we'll understand the Gemara very well. But the Meraglim came back. Klal Yisrael really felt betrayed by their best friend. They were wrong. But they felt betrayed by their best friends, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to take them and to Eretz. And they cried. And those tears brought a distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Am Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, is above. No words can explain. There's no words that can explain the ultimate love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. No explanation. So Hashem Yisbach was very unhappy with that situation that was created, a distance between us and him. So he says, I'll give you a b'chir l'doyres to correct it, to atone it. What do we say on Tisha B'Av? Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'nashuva. Let's come back together. Let's reunite. But there's an added condition. The failure was in the highest time of revelation. Anani HaKovet, Ve'er Shemir Yom, Mon. So the Shabbat says, the Tikkun has to be in difficult conditions. Even though we will be in Golas, and evil though we will feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should sit in Tu'ayah Sheveinu Hashem Elokecha V'Neshuvah. In my opinion, who am I? I think we really did it for 2,000 years. We try Hashemayim, Hashem, Artechem, and Hashem. And the most, when you say the kindness of Tisha B'Av, it's mind-boggling what Klal Yisrael went through all these years of Galus. And Tisha B'Av is not only a time that we try for the Churban Samidus. You see from the kindness from all other gezeiros and laws that happened throughout the years. Sunday, Shabbos morning, I mentioned very few people know that Friday was a Tanis Tibo. Friday was a Tanis Tibo. Vav Chukas. The Mogen Avraham brings down Yesh Noi Hagim Lis Anois. It's a minute. A lot of shuls have a Tanis Tibo. They have a minute. Very few shuls, but there are shuls. And why do we? Why are we, Mr. Abel, of 22 wagons of Sforim that were burned on that day in France? So we see, we mourn, Sforim, Sforim, that's the essence, that's our life. So, Lechoira, I think my little opinion, my humble opinion, we fulfilled our mission of Hashiveinu, Hashem, Artechem, and Hashuv under difficult conditions. Let's hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn those days to Soson, to Simcha, and to Moyad and Toivim.